breedstandardlibrary.com. Summary Guide. Narrated Spinone Italiano Breed Standard. AKC Breed Standard. Oral Exam. Front. Bite. Scissor or level. Spinone Italiano AKC Breed Standard. Official standard of the Spinone Italiano. General appearance. The Spinone has a distinctive profile and soft, almost human expression. The breed is constructed for endurance. Muscular, vigorous, and with powerful bone, the Spinone has a robust build that makes him resistant to fatigue and able to work on almost any terrain. Big feet and a two-piece top line give the dog stability on rough ground. The Spinone covers ground efficiently, combining a purposeful, easy trot with an intermittent gallop. A harsh, single coat and thick skin enable the Spinone to negotiate underbrush and endure cold water that would punish any dog not so naturally armored. This versatile pointer is a proficient swimmer and an excellent retriever by nature. The Spinone is patient, methodical, and cooperative in the field, and has a gentle demeanor. Size, proportion, substance. The height at the withers is 231/2 to 271/2 inches for males and 221/2 to 251/2 inches for females. Weight, in direct proportion to size and structure of a dog in working condition. Proportion, his build tends to fit into a square. The length of the body, measured from the point of the shoulder to the point of the buttocks, is equal to or slightly greater than the height at the withers. Substance, the Spinone is a solidly built dog with powerful bone. Head, long, with muzzle length equal to that of the back skull. The length of the head is equal to 4/10 of the height at the withers. Its width measured at the zygomatic arch is less than half of its total length. The profile of the Spinone is unusual. The occipital protuberance is well developed, and the upper longitudinal profiles of the skull and muzzle are divergent, down-faced. I.e., if extended, the top line of the muzzle emerges in front of or tangential to the occipital protuberance. A dish-faced muzzle is to be faulted so severely as to eliminate from further competition. The skull is oval, with sides gently sloping from the sagittal suture in a curve to the zygomatic arch. Cheeks are lean. The medial frontal furrow is very pronounced. Muzzle stop is barely perceptible. Bridge of the muzzle is straight or slightly Roman square when viewed from the front. The width of the nasal bridge measured at its midpoint is a third of its length. The upper lips are rather soft and are rounded in front. The lower profile of the muzzle is created by the lower line of the upper lip. Eyes, a soft, sweet expression is of paramount importance to the breed. It shall denote intelligence and gentleness. Ochre, a soft golden brown, in color. Darker eyes with darker colored dogs, lighter eyes with lighter colored dogs. The eyes are large, almost round, well opened, and set well apart on the frontal plane. The lid fits the eye closely. The eye is neither protruding nor deep set. Eye rim is clearly visible and will vary in color from flesh color to brown depending on the color of the dog. Loose eyelids must be faulted. Disqualification: walleye, an eye with a whitish iris, a blue eye, fish eye, pearl eye. Nose. Large, bulbous and spongy in appearance with a rounded upper edge. Nostrils are large and well opened. In profile, the nose protrudes past the forward line of the lips. Pigment is a rosy flesh color in white and orange dogs, brown and brown and white or brown roan dogs, and solid white dogs. It can range from flesh color to brown. Disqualification: any pigment other than described or total depigmentation of the nose. Teeth, jaw is powerful, at mid-length. The sides of the mandible are very lightly curved. Teeth are positioned in a scissors or level bite. Disqualification: overshot or undershot bite. Ears, almost triangular in shape with a slightly Rounded tip, they are set on a level with the eye, long, but not more than 2 inches below the line. Of the throat, pendulous, carried close to the head and with little erectile power. The leather is fine, covered with short, thick hair mixed with longer, sparser hair, which becomes thicker along the edges. The forward edge is adherent to the cheek, not curled, but turned back on itself. Neck, top line, body. Neck strong, thick, and muscular, clearly defined from the nape, blending into the shoulders in a harmonious line. The length of the neck shall not be less than 2/3 of the length of the head. The throat is moderate and skin with a double dewlap. Chest. Broad, deep, well-muscled and well-rounded, extending at least to the elbow. The ribs are well sprung. The distance from ground to the elbow is equal to 1/2 the height at the withers. Back. The top line consists of 2 segments. The first slopes slightly downward in a nearly straight line from the withers to the 11th thoracic vertebra. The second rises gradually and continues into a solid and slightly convex loin without rising above the withers. The underline is solid. It is almost horizontal in the sternal region, then ascends only slightly towards the belly. There is minimal tuck-up. Croup wide, well-muscled, long. The hip bones fall away from the spinal column at an angle of about 30 to 35 degrees, producing a lightly rounded, well-filled-out croup. Tail follows the line of the croup, thick, with no fringes. The tail is carried horizontally or down, flicking from side to side while trotting. The tail is customarily docked to a length of 6 to 10 inches. The structure and carriage of an undocked tail are consistent with those of a docked tail. Forequarters. Shoulders. The shoulders are strong, well-muscled, long and well-laid back. They are capable of moving freely and form an angle with the upper arm of approximately 105 degrees. The tops of the shoulder blades are not close together. The upper arm is of equal length to the shoulder blade. Angulation of shoulder is in balance with angulation in the rear. Forelegs. The forelegs are straight when viewed from the front, with strong, oval bone, well-developed muscles and well-defined tendons. Elbows are set under the withers and close to the body. Pasterns are long, lean, and flexible, following the vertical line of the forearm. In profile, they are slightly slanted. Feet, front feet are large, compact, rounded, with well-arched toes which are close together, covered with short, dense hair, including between the toes. Pads are lean and hard, with strong nails curving toward the ground, well-pigmented, but never black. Dew claws may be present. Hindquarters, thighs are strong and well-muscled, stifles show good functional angulation. Lower thigh to be well-developed and muscled with good breadth. The distance from the point of the hock to the ground is about 1/3 of the height at the withers, and the rear pastern is strong, lean, and perpendicular to the ground. Feet, the rear foot is slightly more oval than the forefoot, with the same characteristics. Dew claws may be present on the inner side of the rear pastern. Skin, the skin must be very thick, closely fitting the body. The skin is thinner on the head, throat, groin, under the legs and in the folds of the elbows, where it is soft to the touch. Pigmentation is dependent upon the color or markings of the coat. Disqualification, any black pigmentation. Coat. A Spinone must have a correct, harsh, single coat to be of correct type. There is no undercoat. The ideal coat length is 11/2 to 21/2 inches on the body. The hair is shorter on the head, ears, and along the top of the muzzle and front sides of legs and feet. The hair on the backsides of the legs forms a rough brush, but there are never any fringes. The eyes and lips are framed by long, stiff hair forming eyebrows, mustache, and beard. The coat is coarse, dense, and rather flat. The Spinone is exhibited in a natural state, in accordance with his function as a field dog. Color: the accepted colors are solid white, white and orange, orange roan with or without. Orange markings: white with brown markings, and brown roan with or without brown markings. The most desired color of brown is a chestnut, monk's habit brown, however, other shades of brown are acceptable. Disqualification: any black in the coat, tricolor in any combination, tan. Points or any color other than accepted colors. Gait: he has a free, relaxed trot, geared for endurance. This trot, with intermittent gallop, allows the spinone to cover maximum ground with the least amount of effort. Profile of the top line is kept as the dog trots. Temperament: sociable, docile, affectionate and patient. Faults: any departure from the foregoing points constitutes a fault which when judging must be penalized according to its seriousness and extent. Any characteristic that interferes with the accomplishment of the function of the spinone shall be considered a serious fault. Disqualifications: walleye, an eye with a whitish iris, a blue eye, fish eye, pearl eye. Any pigment other than described or total depigmentation of the nose. Overshot or undershot bite. Any black pigmentation. Any black in the coat, tricolor markings in any combination, tan points or any color other than accepted colors. Approved August 14, 2018. Effective January 1, 2019.